Matthew 5:23-24. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them and then come and offer your gift. First go and be reconciled and then come and offer your gift. This refers, as we've seen, to someone who has something against you, not your holding a grudge against them. This will arise because you've behaved badly and you need to make reparation before you come to worship him. Humble yourself and apologize at the very least. The Holy Spirit's convicted you about this, but you're still letting it happen with your mother, father, sister, brother, husband or wife or children, boss at work, the neighbors. I leave it to you to fill in the blanks. Zacchaeus, tax collector, hated by everybody, Luke 19:8. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." This swindler has met with Jesus, and immediately he's convicted of his own wrongdoing. He's cheated and swindled many people. His response, "If I've cheated anyone, I restore it four times over." Reparation. We need to settle outstanding issues with others quickly and not try to worship God when they're still upset with us, as we will see tomorrow. There's a very good reason. If we're out with them, we're out with him. Now there's a thought. And your undealt with anger will lead to bitterness, resentment, and ultimately sometimes depression. Yes, sometimes the cause of your depression is anger turned in. Anger, a blocked goal. You wanted something and someone else got in your way, perhaps. You ran off at the mouth at them and you're standing there in a puddle of anger, bitterness, resentment. The whole nine yards. Ungoverned emotions and desires. Destructive forces. Leads us nicely to the parable of the unforgiving servant. You're familiar with that one, of course. The servant in question was forgiven a huge debt and released. And then he went out and beat the guy who owed him a few pounds. He's actually not alone. Peter has a problem too. Matthew 18:21-22. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times 7. Don't keep a record of numbers. Just keep forgiving, Peter. Be like me. Absorb the failures of others around you. Unforgiveness, you can't live with that either. One thing just leads to another, doesn't it? Get angry and unforgiveness trots along behind, not to mention bitterness and resentment, so we won't talk about those. Then you find, to cap it all, you're on the wrong side of God. How's it working out for you?